the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Uh-oh.
Another sport biopic.
Here we go.
That was my first thought about the movie, I, Tonya. Like, as if Hollywood hasn't already filled its quota on underdog tales. You've got Rocky, Cinderella Man, not to mention all-time greats like Dodgeball and Happy Gilmore. Come on, guys.
They're all in a like the
So case. When I first heard that homegrown Aussie talent Margot Robbie was going to be starring and producing in a film version of this all-American tragedy, not going to lie, wasn't sold. But after, I was very pleasantly surprised. Because it's a story that gets very real, very fast. It's set in the cutthroat world of pro figure skating in the 90s and tells us the true story of trailer trash Tonya Harding and the golden girl Nancy Kerrigan. At the peak of her career, after her husband got way too involved from outside the ring.
I know a guy, shouldn't even be saying his name, Derek.
Tonya lands in hot water with the law.
We're with the FBI.
And eventually, she's left to live out the rest of her life as a punchline. The performances in I, Tonya are the big standout. Margot Robbie gives an incredible performance as Tonya. She plays a rough, tough-as-nails skater who refuses to place glamour before technique.
We also judge on presentation.
And later finds out that America would rather place glamour before her.
She cursed me.
Tonya's mum, Lavona, played by Allison Janney, is also no exception. She's played pretty much every mum, high school teacher and principal since the early 2000s. You definitely know her. And not only is she memorable, but she's absolutely bloody hilarious.
Call out a clean skate. Stop talking to her. That girl is your enemy.
And I really think that it's all of these personal quirks and attention to character details that are the things that give us an accurate glimpse into Tonya's world outside the public eye.
Press wanted me to be the pile of crap.
And so not only are we given a reason to care about Tonya, but we get to see a side of her, and in a way that the media never could.
Everyone has their own truth.
And the best part is, we don't even need to like her.
America.
Because sometimes, in a story like Tonya's,
they want someone to love, they want someone to hate.
There's something even more interesting in that.
Come on!
It gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.